You're listening to Generation 6, empowering entrepreneurs to build brands that make an impact in the digital age. Here's your host, entrepreneur and marketing strategist, 16 Ramos.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to Generation 6. It's me, 16 Ramos. If this is the first time or first video you are watching from this fan page, I'd like to formally welcome you to our Generation 6 show. My name is 16 Ramos. I'm a digital marketing strategist, and I help people start their online businesses from home, find success, and live their best lives. And today we are talking about confidence. So confidence in creating or doing live broadcasts in particular. Now, Facebook Live broadcasts, have you done them? Or are you dreading doing them? If you are in the camp of people that is dreading doing these live broadcasts because you're shy, you don't know what to say, you feel like your audience is going to make fun of you, you don't know if you look good, you're concerned about being perfect, then I am here to, first of all, answer any of your questions, and second of all, give you some tips and tricks or hacks to make this whole process or this whole activity seem a lot easier than it actually is, a lot less scarier, because the truth is, you guys, it's not really scary at all. It's not something that's life or death. It's just a live broadcast. And to tell you honestly, though, I did not start out as that confident person. I would rather write my thoughts down and post it with a photo. I would rather maybe speak through a microphone without people looking at my face. That's me. I am an introvert. I'm not an ambivert or a mixture of extro and intro. I am full-fledged introvert, would rather not look people in the eye type of person. Although, you know, I have chosen the path of an entrepreneur. So there were some things that I needed to let go of. And part of that is my, number one, my pride. You know, I had to let go of not being perfect or being perfect all the time. I had to let go of my shyness, of my insecurity. So these things, you know, take a little bit of time to do, especially if you are conquering a legitimate fear of talking in front of a camera. But hopefully, because I'm going to go over some 10 tips here, and that's a long list, 10 tips here that will help you with your confidence. So if you feel like, if you're an entrepreneur most especially, or a content creator, and you feel like you're not doing enough because not a lot of people are commenting on your posts, not a lot of people are looking at your pictures, not a lot of people are engaging with you, then you might be missing this one ingredient in your content recipe, which is actually being on a live broadcast. So don't let your shyness and your insecurity stop you from tapping into your fullest potential. Trust me, this is going to be worth it. So if this is something that you're really scared of doing, then today we are going to boost your confidence 10 times. You're going to be able to do this live broadcast today if this has been something that you've been putting off because you're waiting for me to give you these tips and tricks, or just because you're shy. So let's get over that today, shall we? So hello to all my viewers. Vidya is tuning in, Marjorie, Jerome, Mary Beth. So don't be weirded out if you see my fingers really close to the screen here, because I'm actually using my webcam, my internal laptop webcam. So that means if I want to scroll through your names here so I can greet you, you're going to be seeing my lovely fingers. Thank goodness I actually have them cleaned and cut. So first of all, I'm going to go over 10 things here. So let's get right into it. First of all, you have to have the understanding that broadcasts, Facebook Live broadcasts or Instagram live broadcasts in particular or in general, are meant to be informal and imperfect. And this is because Facebook, which is the biggest platform for a live broadcast right now, has intended for these pieces of content to be to be a way for us to connect to close friends, to family, to our warm market, to the people that we are connected to on social media. So this isn't really meant to be perfect at all. It's meant for us to have fun, be informal, and really genuinely and authentically connect with the people in our network. So this is not TV. Which brings me to the second thing that you have to understand, or the second thing that you have to ingrain in your mindset. It's just you and your camera. So first of all, have the understanding that this is an informal setting. This is meant to be imperfect. You can have ums or ahs and, you know, those spots where, like, those awkward moments, those moments when you mumble, those moments when you can't think of anything to say, all of that in a live broadcast is what makes a perfect live broadcast. The imperfection makes it perfect because it's not scripted. It's most of the time, or a lot of the times, it's impromptu because you're speaking from the heart, which is what this platform or Facebook or Instagram intends for it to be. Now, the second thing, mindset, is just you, your camera, and your friends. That's, you know, when I'm looking at the camera right now, I'm imagining my best friend in front of me. I'm imagining my sister. I'm imagining one single person I'm talking to. I'm not talking to 60,000 people right now, although I may, might as well be, because all of you are watching me. But if I think of the hundreds of people that are going to be seeing this video, if I think of all of the people that are, they're going to see this video because it was shared on somebody else's profile, or it was, they were tagged into this, I'm just going to be stopped in my tracks, and I'm going to stop doing this, because that is scary for me to think of, knowing that I'm scared of people, right? So when I look into my camera, like I'm looking into it right now, I'm imagining one person. Who is the one person that you are most comfortable talking to? Who is that person? To me, that could be, you know, a few people. That could be my sister, that could be my best friend, that could be my fiance, and I imagine their faces behind these cameras. And, you know, to me, when I think of it that way, it's less intimidating, because I'm not talking to strangers, I'm talking to people I know. So whether that's, because some people also think that the talking to people they know is a lot more intimidating than talking to complete strangers. So it's just psychological, right? Whatever it is that makes you feel comfortable, who is watching, who is that one single person watching behind the camera that doesn't intimidate you? Then imagine that person. So you're not on a talk show. Remember that. You're not striving to be a news anchor here, or a professional YouTube vlogger, or to be on a talk show. You're not any of those people. You are just a person with thoughts that you want to share. You want to connect with people that you care about. And that's it, you know? And the good news is, it's the internet. You all have the capability to delete this video if you don't like it. I've deleted some videos that I didn't like. Maybe I said something that I wish I didn't say, or I looked a little bit awkward, or the sound wasn't right, the video wasn't working well. I deleted them just because I didn't like them. So if you really don't like your video, then delete it, right? But what's important is you at least try and take that first step forward in doing it and trying and attempting to connect with your audience, because this is the point of a live broadcast. The point is not to be an overnight star. That's not the point. If you feel like, oh, if I do a live broadcast, then, you know, I'm gonna reach millions of people, it's really scary, and you have to be perfect, you have to know what to say from the get-go. That's not true. The point of these live broadcasts is just for you to connect with the people who are in your friends list. That was the first intention. So have that mindset that this is not made to be a talk show or a professional TV show, whatever it is, right? It's just you, your camera, and your thoughts. So, oh, by the way, I don't mean to ignore my viewers here. Roxana, Earl James, hello. Thanks for tuning in. By the way, a lot of you have sent me well wishes. I really wasn't feeling well yesterday, and I posted a photo of me and my cat. So that's the reason why I wasn't able to do this yesterday. So thank you for all of those who sent me sweet messages and well wishes. So the third trick or hack is to warm up. Okay, so for the first 2 to 3 broadcasts, you don't have to really be all professional and expert in your content. Just share your random thoughts and your life, you know, very informally. Warm up first. It's kind of like breaking into your new shoes, right? Just try the platform, see how it makes you feel. And it might surprise you to know that it's not really gonna kill you. It's super nice. It's just this easy way to talk to people, actually. And eventually you might actually realize that it's a lot better than recorded videos. And people tell me, you know, I'd rather record this because I can edit and stuff like that. But having known the difference between the two, being able to broadcast and give you guys YouTube edited YouTube videos, I find it a lot easier to just be on these broadcasts and be imperfect and just do it and it's done. And I don't have to edit afterwards to make it look perfect. So in the first 2 to 3 broadcasts, just welcome the imperfection, introduce yourself, warm up to your audience, give them a clue about who you are if you're connected to people you don't know, and maybe talk a little bit about what you might want to share in the future. You know, for example, this is my first broadcast. I would just say, hey guys, it's me, 16. If you don't know me, well, you do now. And I'm just trying out this platform. Just want to say hi to you guys. How are you guys doing? I've been indoors for 2 months now. This is what I've been eating. This is what I've been doing so far. Hope you guys are safe. Bye. It doesn't really need to be a 20-minute thing. Go live 5 minutes. You're done. Do that 2 to 3 times just to warm up and get a feel of the platform. If you haven't been doing broadcasts yet and you're an entrepreneur or a content creator, you're running some kind of work from home or business, online business, then this is something that you might want to do before you start teaching in your live broadcasts, right? So that's the third thing. Fourth tip that I can give you is to do a primer. Sometimes it just helps to tell your audience that you're shy. Like, give them a primer of how awkward this is going to be. And you might have already caught me doing this in the past. Like, guys, just so you know, my video is really not good today, so it might be grainy, or there might be a lag. Or in your case, if you're a little emotional about your live broadcast, you can say, guys, just so you know, I'm really shy. This is my first time, so it's going to be a little awkward, but be very informal about it, guys. Don't take yourself too seriously. Like, oh, I didn't really look good in that angle. Just don't think about that. Nobody's thinking about that. Just give them a primer, tell them you're gonna be awkward, tell them you're gonna be shy. Sometimes that helps. And surprisingly, some people actually find that endearing, even that you're acknowledging that this is a scary thing for you to do, but you're doing it anyway. So give them a primer. That actually also helps you feel a little bit more at ease knowing that you've already told people that you're not a professional vlogger, if in case they're expecting you to be. Okay, so fifth tip is to speak in your preferred language or a dialect that's comfortable to you. So I've worked with a lot of entrepreneurs who've asked me, do I speak in English or do I speak in my native tongue, or do I alternate? And to me, because we are just talking about getting over the fear here, so we have to break that barrier first. So I would start with a language that you're very comfortable with. So if that's your native tongue or if that's a dialect that you choose, then go for it. Speak in that language, speak in that dialect. And then don't think about the kind of audience that you want to attract yet. Like, oh, I really want to scale, you know, people talk to me about scaling their business. Like, I really want to scale this to other countries, which means I need to speak in English more. I mean, think about that later when you're not scared anymore, because you can always switch gears. So think about what language is comfortable to you that you can talk in or speak in a fluent way, then eventually switch gears if you really feel like you need to, and if you really feel like it's going to help your business or your brand scale bigger. So just get over the fear for now and get comfortable. Sixth tip is, if you get to a point where you do want to share something or teach something, then share from experience. So if you're talking about products, share from experience. If you're talking about the advantages of your business, some coaching tips that you want to share, speak from experience. Don't try and put the expert pants on, and just genuinely give them a perspective of a person who has gone through the journey, who has gone, you know, learned the ropes, so to speak. So when you come from that place of authenticity, you don't need to memorize a lot of things. You don't need to get scripted, because you're just speaking from experience. And this is something that I do 99.999% of the time. Sometimes I want to share some analysis of, for example, this pandemic. I did a podcast where Monty and I did an analysis of this pandemic, and we have to go through some numbers. In that case, I needed to do some research of what's really going on. But most of the time, when I'm talking about online business, social media, mindset, motivation, I speak from experience 100% of the time. So it doesn't really, it's not very hard for me to think of topics or to think of anything to say within 5 minutes, because I have all of this experience that I can talk about. That's also something that people come to me about, is what do I even talk about? And how do you not run out of things to talk about after years and years of already being in a live broadcast? Well, that's because I just look at what I've experienced so far. What challenges have I experienced, and what challenges and how I have soared above or rose above these challenges. I just share those on my broadcast. So just share your experience, share your unique perspective, and it'll be a lot easier for you. Seventh tip is to be prepared. If you have a topic that has a lot of detail into it, for example, you're talking about your product or your service, then it helps to have a few bullet points in front of you, because this is like an informative or slash educational kind of broadcast where you might not want to miss anything important. In which case, it helps to have just a little notebook like this with some bullet points in front of you, and don't be shy to just refer to it every now and then, because if you don't have a teleprompter, that's not a fault, right? Again, you're not a news anchor. You're not expected to keep your eyes on the camera at all times. If you need to look at your notes, then look at your notes and tell your audience, you know what, I don't want to miss anything important, so I'm going to be looking at my notes. Okay. So be prepared. Good to have an idea of what you want to say. Bullet points or notes in front of you, not a fault. Eighth tip. Hi, Rebecca. Hello, how are you? I'm feeling the same as yesterday, actually. I'm fighting through it. Might all helps. It's that season. So, but I'm keeping hydrated, which is actually my eighth tip. A lot of water and a lot of tea helps me. So thank you, Rebecca. So eighth tip is to keep hydrated, guys, because having a glass of water right beside you helps calm your nerves. Regulate your heart rate if you're really, really nervous about it. And it also helps prevent dry throat, because that's what happens when adrenaline is being released in your body. You end up having dry throat or cotton mouth. That's how I feel every time I'm on stage and I'm nervous, because being on stage is like a live broadcast times 100, right? Like people in front of you giving you actual facial reactions to what you're saying. So I get it. I get the adrenaline. And for a lot of people, that feels the same way as a live broadcast. So just stay hydrated, regulate your heart rate. It's okay. You might be sweating profusely. So have a glass of water right next to you. Ninth tip is, watch your replays. You can learn a lot from watching yourself do these live broadcasts. First of all, you might actually realize that it's not so bad. You might be you know, looking cute on a live broadcast. You gotta be like, oh, hey, that was actually smart. That was a smart thing I said. And you will catch these little moments when you realize you're actually not as bad as you thought. And then also you will catch some things that you need to change. Like maybe you're fondling with your hair a little bit too much, or you're moving too much and there might be background noise, or your sound doesn't sound good, or your lights don't look good. You're not speaking fast or slow enough, or you're not speaking loud enough. So these things you want to catch. It's not going to be smooth sailing all the time and perfect in the first few tries, but as you watch more of your broadcast, you're going to learn these things that you can change. Eventually, you will get to that level where you're satisfied with your live broadcast. And 10th thing, this is the last one, is commit to imperfect progress. What is that? Imperfect progress. Don't shoot for perfection in your live broadcast. I think that's what most people are scared of, because if you understand that these broadcasts are just informal things, you just want to share your thoughts, you just want to connect with your friends, then it's not really supposed to be scary, right? So commit to imperfect progress. Don't commit to being better yet. Just commit to getting over the fear first. We can get better later. We can get polished. We can look professional in the far future. But right now, if it's your first time doing a live broadcast, just commit to getting over the fear. So here's the good news. Most people get over their fear after the third or fourth broadcast. So that means two things. That could mean one of two things for you. First is, oh my God, four broadcasts. That means that's a lot of broadcasts for me to do just to get over this fear. Or you could look at that as, oh, well, that's not so bad after all. And I would like you to choose to look at it as, this is a temporary fear. It's not going to stay with you forever. Just do your first three or four. Eventually, you're going to start to feel like you want to do a broadcast of every single thing. And that's the feedback I get from the people that I work with. It's like, you know what? I'm starting to feel like I want to share everything right now. I want to share what I eat. I want to share what I cook. I want to share what I just did an hour ago. I want to go on a live broadcast every hour. It's a lot of fun. And this comes from people who didn't want to do even a 1 minute broadcast or even a recorded video just because they didn't want to watch themselves on a video. And to hear that from these people, to me, is like a revelation. It's like a pattern. It's a pattern that I see from people who used to be shy about live broadcasts. And so that's good news to me, that after three or four, it could be sooner for you, it could be two broadcasts, and you're like, what? I want to do this all the time. So the point is, it's not permanent. This fear is not permanent. Just get over the fear first, and then we can talk about polishing it later. So just like learning how to swim, right? We're just learning how not to drown first. And then we can perfect your breaststroke later, right? So just like with any broadcast that I do, I also have free downloads for you for this particular training. So you might want to look at that link that I posted in my captions or my descriptions. That's going to lead you to my resources vault. So if you get to that point where you want to be structured about your live broadcast, or you need some help with topics, then I prepared a whole PDF for you of 100 plus topics. 100 plus! And this is for any person, even if you don't have a business, if you just want to be on a live broadcast, you're a content creator, you're a vlogger, or whatever. But most especially, if you have a product or a service, this is also applicable to you. Download that PDF. It actually is a bundle of content topics and a schedule or a calendar for your live broadcasts. So it's all in a zip folder that you can download if you click that link above, so that you don't have to second guess yourself with what topics to talk about on your next live broadcast. Just that's just something that I put together for you guys, because I know that's one of the things that intimidates people is my topic cool enough, or is my topic trendy enough? And you don't really need to think about that. But if you really want to think about it, you can't help it, then I'm just offering you my hand here. Download that PDF. It's going to help you guys. Have fun. It's free. Just click the link and download it, please. Look for, let me see, what name is it? I think it's the content calendar, or content ideas and calendar bundle. That's the name of the file. So just click on that link and I'll look for it in the resources vault. So guys, that's our show. Thank you for tuning in. It's a Friday, which means this is the end of the series for the week, because we don't do this during the weekends. If you want to take a look at what we've done so far in the week, check out the links above to watch the replays. We've done a lot of stuff during the week. I've talked about 7 small changes that you can make to your work from home life that'll make all the difference. If your work from home life is starting to get a little bit intimidating for you, then that's something that you can check out. Very simple, tiny, tiny changes that you can do in your everyday life. I also talked about what's in my Google Notes as my app highlight for the week. So if you're curious about what's in my phone, some secret notes that I've done, then check out that broadcast. The replay is up above. I also give tips of what you can put in your notes so that you can create really, really good content for social media. So I also talked about online business and scripts on last Wednesday. So I shared some sales scripts to turn your prospect from skeptic to 100% believer. And those are really, really great scripts that I shared last Wednesday. So you want to check out that replay up above. Yesterday, we missed a broadcast, which is why we're doing it today. So guys, that's our episode. I will see you again on Monday, 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time for our Generation 6 show. I love doing this with you guys. Had a blast today. See ya. Bye. Share this on your wall and tag your friends in the comments. Feel free to do that, right? Bye.
You've been listening to the Generation 6 podcast. Catch you again next time for a brand new episode. If you found value in this topic and have a story you'd like to share, reach out and visit 16ramos.com.